Moncrief on News Talk.
Now, you may be about... to get be scared to go back in the water. A new research project will launch this September to ascertain whether great white sharks are present in Irish waters. Dr. Nick Payne is an assistant professor in Trinity School of Natural Sciences. Afternoon, Nick.
Sean, how are you, mate?
What makes you think they might be in Irish waters?
Well, I mean, it's more a case of there aren't a lot of reasons to think why they shouldn't be, I guess, really. Like, we study them, this species, in all other parts of the world where they're very, very common. So we know a lot about the kind of water temperatures they prefer, the kind of food that they like, the kind of habitats that are suitable for them. And Ireland has all those things.
And but so far, or up to this point, has anyone seen a great white or something they think might have been a great white?
Yeah. Well, look, there's been plenty of folks that have seen things that they think were great whites. I mean, I get sent a video or a photo probably a dozen times a year from people saying, oh, look, you know, this looks like one, this looks like one. It's quite difficult to confirm these kind of things. I mean, we have a couple of species in Ireland that are very common and can look very much like a white shark at first glance. Mm. So I think part of the confusion sometimes comes from needing to have, you know, your camera ready, you know, often to confirm these kind of species, we often need to do things like take genetic samples. So take tissue samples and, you know, to confirm that it's really the kind of species that we think.
Yeah. And this isn't even particularly related to climate change, because a great white is perfectly comfortable in the waters off the coast of Ireland.
Oh, 100%, Sean. Yeah. Like I was in Australia, Adelaide, South Australia, just 3 weeks ago. And it was for a white shark tagging expedition, and we tagged three of these beautiful animals down there. And the water temperature was, I think, 15 degrees at the time, which is basically what we have here at the coast at the moment. So, like I said, these animals, actually, one of the things that make them so incredible is they have a really unusual physiology where they're able to maintain their muscle temperatures higher than the water temperature. A little bit like mammals, which is very unusual for a fish species. So, like that, in fact, we think that's one reason why these kind of species, like white sharks, mako sharks, thresher sharks, they all have this really unusual physiology, which we think enables them to be really competitive and perform really well, be these amazing ocean athletes in cool water where otherwise they'd be a little bit more sluggish.
Yeah.
So these kind of water temperatures are fine for them, absolutely.
Yeah, so in September, how do you go about ascertaining that there are great whites?
Yeah, well, we've got a few things to do to look. So, I mean, one of the things we're going to do is we have this company coming over from the US. It's a non-profit that have spent most of the past couple of decades doing nothing but travel the world studying white sharks. So we're really lucky to have them come over to Ireland and spend a few weeks with their amazing big research vessel, travelling from the south coast all the way up to the north coast over a period of about 3 weeks. And we'll be actively looking for these animals. But we're also going to try a few sort of more tricky techniques. One approach that people are using more and more is to take samples of the water and look at DNA fragments of animals in the water. And What that can often indicate is some days ago, an animal swam by here. Mm. And we can identify that to species. So we're going to use a few different kind of approaches and we'll see what we can see.
Right. When you say DNA fragments, are we talking great white poo?
A little bit like that. A little bit like that. Yeah, exactly. Yeah. A little bit like that. Very, very glamorous work, Sean.
Yes, indeed. So and when do you think, how long will it take to get a kind of definitive idea of whether they are here or not?
Oh, look, we'll know at the time. I mean, we'll know almost in real time. Like on the trip, we'll know. But you know, it's a bit of a long shot. Like, you know, there's every chance that we don't see these animals at all, or not very commonly. But it's a really great opportunity. One of the reasons I'm so excited about supporting this trip is because it allows us to assemble a team of shark scientists in Ireland that have 3 weeks to do nothing but study sharks. And we're not just going to focus on this one species. You know, this is kind of the high-profile species that everyone's interested in learning about, but we're going to use this research platform to study loads of other sharks and rays in the country while we're all working together for this 3 weeks. So it's a really cool opportunity to try to achieve a lot of different research outcomes and also ultimately try to promote some really nice conservation outcomes for these animals, which is really important at the moment.
Nick, best of luck with it. Thanks very much for speaking with us today. That was Dr. Nick Payne, an assistant professor in Trinity School of Natural Sciences.
Moncrief, weekdays at 2 p.m. on News Talk.